Welcome to the RCI Business Report for today, October 23rd, 2019. Today, our report covers the Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad and Tobago, and the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange. On the Eastern Caribbean Securities Exchange, the government of St. Lucia's six-year bond auctioned on the ECSE's primary market platform raised $19.3 million on the regional government securities market. The competitive uniform price methodology used resulted in an interest rate of 6.25%. There were no trades on the Eastern Caribbean securities on October 22, 2019. Here are some of the latest closing prices for the equities listed on the ECSE. Bank of St. Vincent and the Grenadines Limited, $6.75. East Caribbean Financial Holding Company Limited, $4.50. Grenada Electricity Services Limited, $10. Republic Bank of Grenada Limited, $45. Grenada Cooperative Bank, $8. St. Lucia Electricity Services Limited, $20. SL Horsford & Company, $2. Bank of Nevis Limited, $3.50. On the Trinidad Stock Exchange, overall market activity resulted from trading in 15 securities, of which 7 advanced, 2 declined, and 6 traded firm. Trading activity on the first-tier market registered a volume of 66,352 shares, crossing the floor of the exchange, valued at $1,946,362.96. Guardian Holdings Limited was the volume leader, with 16,597 shares changing hands for a value of $307,044.50, followed by Angostura Holdings Limited, with a volume of 11,472 shares being traded for $184,125.60. Scotiabank Trinidad and Tobago Limited contributed 9,847 shares with a value of $588,199.49, while Massey Holdings Limited added 8,055 shares valued at $443,020.60. First Citizens Bank Limited registered the day's largest gain, increasing 32 cents to end the day at $40.72. Conversely, Trinidad and Tobago NGL Limited registered the day's largest decline, falling 8 cents to close at $25.77. Clico Investment Fund was the only active security on the mutual fund market, posting a volume of 4,817 shares valued at $115,897.02. Clico Investment Fund remained at $24.06. Calypso Macro Index Fund remained at $15.75. Happy Caribbean Property Fund Limited SEC Development Fund remained at 67 cents. Happy Caribbean Property Fund Limited SEC Value Fund remained at $1.70. Praetorian Property Mutual Fund remained at $3.05. The second-tier market did not witness any activity. Marvin Holdings Limited, suspended, remained at $12. The SME market did not witness any activity. Cinema One Limited remained at $8. The USD equity market did not witness any activity. MPC Caribbean Clean Energy Limited remained at $1. On the Jamaica Stock Exchange in Tuesday's trading session, the following reflects the movement of the JSE indices. The JSE index declined by 1,863.72 points to close at 499,913.05. The JSE All Jamaican Composite Index declined by 2,056.84 points to close at 549,065.37. The JSE Select Index declined by 36.84 points to close at 12,933.92. The JSE Cross-Listed Index closed at 93.85. The JSE Financial Index declined by 0.04 points to close at 136.62. The JSE Manufacturing and Distribution Index declined by 1.14 points to close at 95.10. Overall market activity resulted from trading in 35 stocks, of which 10 advanced, 20 declined, and 5 traded firm. Market volume amounted to 26,682,285 units, valued at over $61,647,401.50. $1.40. Wigton Wind Farm Limited ordinary shares was the volume leader with 20,743,516 units, followed by Sagicor Select Funds Limited Financial with 7,058,519 units, and QWI Investments Limited with 635,758 units. On the Barbados Stock Exchange, two advanced and three traded firm as 88,533 shares traded on the regular market with a total value of $285,693.90. Insurance Corporation of Barbados Limited was the volume leader with 51,500 at a high of $3.29, a low of $3.29 before closing at $3.29. They were followed by Goddard Enterprises Limited and First Caribbean International Bank, which traded 21,000 and 7,943 shares, respectively. Today's financial tip: what are preferred shares? Preferred shares represent partial ownership of a company, but unlike ordinary shares, they do not give the holder voting rights. The advantage of holding preferred shares is that they generally receive a fixed dividend, and the investor is entitled to be paid before ordinary shareholders. All equities trading on the ECSM are ordinary shares. Join us tomorrow for another RCI Business Report.